We're going to discuss the spreading of the identity of Mashiach, how that falls into play, and with what the Rebbe wants. Is it something that the Rebbe wants, the Rebbe asked, the Rebbe demanded, the Rebbe requested, the Rebbe discouraged, the Rebbe encouraged? Exactly what is the geder of this thing? I'm going to quote for you the Sikh of Chayesora Tovshinun Beis, which was the last sikha that the Rebbe spoke to the Shluchim, in which he outlined his Mashiach campaign, or Mashiach plan. This is in Ois Yud Gimel. And the Rebbe says like this, being that Mashiach didn't come yet, Darv Min Zogin, we have to say that there's something still left to do, which is, in order to bring Mashiach, something still left to do. And that is, listen to this quote, based on what it's known, that in every single generation there's someone that's born that he's fitting to be Mashiach, and being at the Friedrich Rebbe, the Nasi Hadar, who is the only Shliach Shebedar, who is the only Mashiach Shebedar, he said that we already finished everything, so therefore, we have to be, it's beginning to be fulfilled, the shlichus of the Friedrich Rebbe, and therefore it's understood that the only thing which is left in the avodas of shlichus is to be mekabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu b'poel mamish, in order that he should be able to do his shlichus and take the yidden out of golos. This is what the Rebbe says. Now you have to know, because this is something everyone's going to tell you, so it's good to know, that this sikha, when they gave it in to the Rebbe, had different words to it. It said that being that there's someone that's ready to be Mashiach, so therefore what you have to do is tell everyone that he is Mashiach. That's what they wrote to the Rebbe in the sikha. The Rebbe crossed it out, and the Rebbe said the only thing left to do is to be mekabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu b'poel mamish. Which that shows is a very funny thing. The Rebbe starts off with the whole introduction that there's someone in every generation that's ready to be Mashiach, and in our generation it's the Friedrich Rebbe, a whole thing, as if he's going to say, he's identifying Mashiach, as if he's going to say, then therefore our job is to identify him. And then he sort of vagues out, and he says, and the job is to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. So you have one group of people, they focus on the first part. They say, you see, the Rebbe identifies Mashiach. Other group of people focus on what the Rebbe took out, even though that's a funny thing, because our job is to focus on what the Rebbe left in, not what he took out. But they focus on that. But really, it's, you have to understand that this thing is something in the middle. I want to explain this to you. This is a very important thing to understand. The Rebbe wrote, someone asked him, is it important to tell people that the Rebbe is Mashiach? And the Rebbe said it depends. Chabad al asar, each Chabad house according to its place. Now, what type of answer is that? What do you mean? Is it yes or no? Not depends. Answers like depends are very vague. The Rebbe never answered when it came to putting on Miftah Tefillin that depends on each Chabad house. The Rebbe never said about Mitzvah Mezuzah depends on each Chabad house. The Rebbe never said about Mitzvah Neshek, it depends on each Chabad house. Why all of a sudden this thing is a depend on each place according to their level? And what does it mean that it depends, it's dependent on each place? In order to understand this, we have to understand the basic point. What's the difference between Mivtza Mashiach Bechlau and Mivtza Tefillin? What's the difference between Mivtza Mezuzah and Mivtza Mashiach? Is there a difference or not? And the answer is absolutely yes. If you ask somebody, Mivtza Mashiach, what does that mean? Not everyone knows. Mivtza Tefillin means that you should put on Tefillin. What does Mivtza Mashiach mean? What action is it connected to? What are you supposed to do about it? It's a very big difference. Mivtza Mashiach, in the words of the Rebbe, is to get people to live a life of Mashiach. Not to put on tefillin. Putting on tefillin means I put on tefillin. I could be mechalal Shabbos, and I'm putting on tefillin right on Friday. It happens every day. The people you visit on Mitzrayim, you put on tefillin. Most of them are mechalal Shabbos, but they put on tefillin. Mezuzah, the house could be treif, but there's a mezuzah on the door. No kesher. One has nothing to do with the other. It's an action-based thing. And hopefully through that is Achri Amais and Imshach HaLevavis. Mitzvah Mashiach is very different. It's not on the arm, it's not on the house, it's in the head. The Rebbe says we have to live Mashiach in a way that our whole life is outlook is on the Mashiach outlook. And that's why we have to learn about Mashiach. We have to develop the lenses, the Mashiach lenses as it's called, to look at the world and see it as it, the world as it's ready for Yemais HaMashiach. And that affects our Machshava, that affects our Dibur, and that affects our Maisa. Something which was good until now, being that we're living in a Mashiach times, has to be, I'll give you an example. When we moved, Ola Torah Zal, we moved from Troy Avenue to Eastern Parkway. So the Bochrim, when the Yeshiva Zal was on Troy Avenue, they went to the Lefferts Mikveh. When they moved to Troy to Eastern Parkway, the local mikveh became available was Union Mikveh, which was like similar to our mikveh. So now, a lot of Bochrim, they didn't know what to do. They didn't want to go to Union Mikveh. So the Altera and Hala decided what they're going to do is Altera has a pool. So from 7 to 7.30, the pool will be open. Now everybody knows that if you have a choice to go to a mikveh or a pool, it's obviously better to go to a mikveh. A pool is if you don't have a mikveh, you go to a pool. If you don't have a mikveh, you go to a pool. But obviously a proper mikveh is the way it's supposed to be. A lot of bachim are using the pool. And one bachim got up and he made an announcement. He said in the Zal, using the pool was good for many generations. If you believe that Mashiach is coming today, would you want to be mekabel Mashiach after going to the mikveh in a pool or in a mikveh? In other words, you have to live up to a higher standard. You have to live up to a higher standard. In other words, until now, if it was just hachana for tefillah, so you go to the pool, that's fine. But if everything is permeated with the fact that Mashiach is coming, so therefore, what was good yesterday is not good today, like we explained earlier. Getting dressed to go to school is one thing. If you're getting dressed to go to a king, if you're getting dressed to go to a chasna, you have to get dressed different. Your machshava dibra maisa, the way it was until now, was good. But being that we're getting ready to live the life of Yemais HaMashiach, so obviously we have a different standard of living. It's a life-changing mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to refocus our lives. It's a mindset. We have to switch our mindset. What was good enough until now does not live up to the standard of where we want it to go and how we want to get there. What does that do with anything? Now that we know that, so we know that Mashiach is about infusing in somebody a whole new way of living. In other words, you can't, if someone is Mechalal Shabbos, he can learn about, he's obviously not living Yemois HaMashiach. Because how are you living Yemois HaMashiach and being Mechalal Shabbos? You can put on tefillin, you can learn about Mashiach, but you can't possibly be on the level that you're living Yemois HaMashiach and going against Torah Mitzvahs. It doesn't work. So Yemois HaMashiach means living on a higher standard. That's the Mitzvah Mashiach, is to get ourselves to not just an awareness about Mashiach, that it should permeate our lives, that we should develop a higher standard of living, of a awareness of the Eibishter. Now, certain things, the Rebbe knows that it's not about the message, it's more about how the message is given over. Chabad al-Asar means like this, in simple words. The Rebbe is saying, I hope that it's coming from you. If Ein Melech B'loi Am, and Kabbalah Malchus comes through the people, the Rebbe is giving us the guidelines, but if you're not going to be excited about it, you're not going to get someone else involved. And I want to put it to you in simple words. In simple words. What people are excited about, they have no problem getting someone else excited about it or telling someone about it. Somebody that is excited about anything will put it everywhere. Someone that's a shliach, he will put Chabad on his car, on his license plate, Chabad all over the place. If this is his home, it sees. If this is his own Matzias, so he is not embarrassed to tell someone else that this is who I represent, if he feels that it's someone special. If you feel that Nebuch, you're working for a certain thing, then you're embarrassed to tell people about it. Mashiach is the same way. If Mashiach to you is something good, so then you're not embarrassed to tell someone else about it, because it's good for them. It's not like you feel it's good for you, you feel it's good for them. The Rebbe wrote a famous letter, it's in Igros Kodesh Chele Gimel, Amad Nun Zayin, and the Rebbe was complaining in the lifetime of the Friedrich Rebbe, how come Chassidim aren't telling people about the Friedrich Rebbe? He said like this, if you knew a doctor that was good at helping people, you would tell your friends about it. And a doctor is only 50% good, 60% good. You have a Rebbe which is 100% good, so why all of a sudden is it harder to tell it? In other words, it should be easy for you. It shouldn't be because of Kabbalah's oil. Well, it's good. You have a friend, you want to tell him about a good deal. You tell him about a good sale that's going on. You tell him about a good house for sale. Why don't you want to tell him about a good Rebbe that's available to help him for everything he needs? The same thing is concerning Mashiach. If the Rebbe being Mashiach by you is a compliment, in other words, wow, now that, in other words, it's something good that you finally, you're excited, you feel that it's good, you'll have no problem telling it to someone else because you want to share good with somebody else. If by you've yet to convince yourself that it's a compliment, that it's a good thing, so yes, it's going to be hard to get someone else to live on that level too. So therefore, that's really, Chabad al-Asar does not mean that in Cincinnati it's good, and in another city it won't work. It means like, it's up to you to be excited about it. If you're excited about it, it will work. It's up to you. If you're living it, you'll get other people to live with it. You have to develop it in yourself. I can't tell you to do it. It has to come because you are excited about it. It's part of who you are.